There's no way.
Hello.
Hey, Tim, it's Ruben. How you doing?
Hey, Ruben, what's going on?
Well, I'm glad I got your first loan done. I'm glad I got the second loan done with refinance at better terms. I want to let you know, we had our contact reach out to BizFi. There is no way they're going to come close to matching that credibility offer. And I don't know of any lenders that would match that term. So here's my thought. I don't know their terms, but if that loan can fund between us girls, I'm not going to be like offended if you take it. BizFi won't give any more money. They just won't. But generally the way that these lenders work is they do a 50 cents on the dollar. So if your payback through MCC or for BizFi is like, you said it's like low 40s, right?
Well, the 30, yeah, if I got 35,000, yeah.
You got 35. So, and you did 35, correct? Or what amount did you do?
Well, yeah, with BizFi, yeah, I did 35.
Okay. So if your balance is like low, it's in a commitment for the balance stream. So if you're, I don't know if they have an early payoff addendum, but if your balance is low 40s, and I mean, what I would do is if you can't get the loan funded through us, you can probably pay that balance down if it's okay with your lender down to low 30. So like throw 10 into it and then have that company refinance you 35, 35. I mean, I can reach out to Credibly and see if they can give us the same offer and just do it for cheaper, but I don't have a relationship with them. And I think that that spins your wheels. My whole issue is that, and I hope you don't take it the wrong way, I know you've had some credit issues in the past, which is fine. People go through issues. I personally think this is way too much money on a short-term basis. I think this amount of money could, to be blunt with you, could negatively affect your business.
Right.
Because the problem is, and here's some of the feedback that I've given to customers. I know this solves an immediate problem for you, but let's just say you use this funding to pay this equipment. By the way, I think I can get your equipment approved. I just need that invoice. I'm not sure if you got my text.
Yeah, I responded. I actually, it was on my last email to you.
Oh, let me take a look. Dun, 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 dun. I think trying to get an equipment lease approved is a way better idea. Tim. I got your loan docs. Oh, I see it. Sorry. All right. See the balance. Okay. So I know you had a loan through us through Financial Pacific. How is that loan going? Did you guys have I'm not giving all the information. Did you guys ever, was there like a settlement on that or was there what happened?
I'm still paying it.
Was there ever a change in payments, like a forbearance?
No.
No. Okay. And I know you had a loan with a company called Pawnee in the past. How's that one?
That one's, we're finished with that one. The other one was, there's one other one that you got me. I can't remember. We had paid that off earlier.
Blue Ridge.
In April or something. Yeah, we're done paying that.
Perfect. Okay. I mean, here's my thought. Without knowing anything about your company, I've got this quote now, so I'm going to get to work. If I can't win with the BizFi, I mean, here's the problem. I can give you what's called a second position loan, but it's A, going to be expensive, and B, I don't even think I can give you $38,000. I don't know a lender that will do this. So the other flip side that is, I don't know what kind of documents you completed, but this just, I think you're hitting the nail on the head. If you use this capital, this is a very steep loan. It's a very steep loan. So that's my only issue. So who is GTech? Oh, are they in China? Ooh.
Well, they are, but they have a warehouse in America. I guess that could be an issue, but I could probably get this. Well, I don't know. I could maybe get it funneled through a partner company here.
Yeah, you're generally paying a U.S. supplier versus China is different. I would see if they have a U.S. corporation. That's one other quick thing. But this is 38 grand. Okay, let me get this over. And this is what, like a video wall, essentially?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, if you can get me a quote or invoice with the U.S. company so I could show that, that'd be preferable. And then I can give you an answer tomorrow on, you know, what equipment financing I can do. But I hope you don't think I'm like, you know, my goal is just to compete for your business. To get, I can't match credit lease terms. I can't. They're giving you a lot of money over a very long period of time. It's not the cheapest money, but it's a lot of money. And to be honest with you, it's actually, and don't take this the wrong way, based on basic risk factors, their loan's not that bad. It's not as bad as you think because they're giving you such a large amount of money. But I can understand your hesitancy because no one wants to pay a 50% interest rate, which is, I think they're at like 50%, correct?
44, yeah.
Plus the fees.
Mm-hmm.
The fee is like 3%, correct?
Like 1,200 or something.
I think it's...
I think it's 1,600. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's... it's 1,677, so it's 2.5... It's probably about 2.5%. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to look at it, it's like a 146, 147 over that term. But, yeah, and by the way, they make a reference on these documents to working to merchant processing. Does your loan have to do anything with your merchant processing or no?
I don't think so. I mean, I just wanted to see my merchant statements.
Okay. So let me get this submitted. I'm going to touch base with you tomorrow, see if there's a U.S. supplier, and then we'll hopefully hammer this out tomorrow before your weekend.
Okay.
I'll do my best. Thanks, brother.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.